Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 13, 2023. I am the soul. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains those spheres in which we are not yet in our sensations. It tells us, in advance, what we should come to. The greater the force of bestowal and love for the other you acquire, the higher is the sphere to which you will rise, and you will feel more and more comfortable, eternal, infinite, and perfect. Kabbalah explains how the system of the universe is arranged. In principle, it is arranged very simply, on the combination of only two forces, reception and bestowal. But since this system is not revealed to each one individually and I do not feel that I have some kind of force of bestowal or reception, I do not contact them and do not operate with them, so it is difficult for me. For the individual this is purely speculative. But if you take psychology, it will also begin to explain such things to you. In principle it explains to you about you, but you do not discover it in yourself, and therefore everything seems very complicated to you. Kabbalah is the closest science to us. It speaks about our soul. What could be closer? The human body is a temporary piece of flesh. You can transplant organs from one person to another and do whatever you want with it. The soul, however, is mine constantly, forever. I identify with it. I am the soul and not the body. Everything in the body can be changed, everything can be replaced except the soul. From CapTVs I got a call. Head over heels inside the donkey. February 2nd, 2011. Till death do us part. Question: how can young people keep their family together if by nature we can only take care of ourselves, and at the same time can live happily in a marriage only if we take care of our partner? How do I make these changes? Answer: when you get married, you must understand that it is forever, as it is said, until death do us part. It can be in any case of life. Even if some of you do not like it or like it, you continue because children appear. You get married or get married forever, once for a lifetime. If you initially know this, then it is not difficult. Mostly, you build your life in such a way that it interferes with you less. I know many couples who work 20 hours a day and see each other a couple of months a year. That is, it does not matter. It is not that they dilute their lives with this, but they know that they still have an obligation forever. Question: man's nature is to take care of himself, and a person should understand that by taking care of another, he will thereby make this marriage happy. How do these two points touch? Answer: you need to think more about the other, and then you will see that it fills you. It is very simple really. When you think about someone else, you think about yourself less directly, but through another. And at the same time, the world is arranged in such a way that everything fits well. It is amazing. I would just advise this formula to be well thought out. Comment: that is, you have now proposed two simple but serious formulas. First, I am getting married and getting married forever. We are connected forever. And the second formula is I take care of the other, all the time. Answer: in this way, I get rid of all the problems. Strange as it may seem. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 14, 2022. Awaken the point in the heart. People in our world do not have free will. We must introduce a quality into them that is the opposite of what they have so that two qualities are formed in them. To be more exact, it is not to introduce, but to excite a point in the heart. It is in everyone, and we need to awaken it. When it manifests itself in a person, then you can work with him, but not before that. People in whom there is only one quality are called animals, and those in whom there is a point in the heart are already called men according to the future that can develop from it. From CapTV's I got a call. Problems of Kabbalah, January 23, 2011. beauty imposed from the outside. Question: what is beauty? Answer: what we consider beauty is a completely wrong idea imposed on us by society. Having been born, we begin to develop under the influence of the world around us, which imposes on us all sorts of concepts. This is good, this is bad, this is necessary, this is not necessary, look how beautiful, how good, and so on. This is how we were brought up by the school, the environment, parents, the media, everything around. Therefore, we do not have our own personal, specific definition of beauty. In principle, beauty is what suits and impresses me in accordance with my biological and inner spiritual form. That is beautiful for me. For example, if we ask a hippopotamus what is most beautiful, he will say, "Look at this female. What a beauty. What a body, what shapes, what a small tail she has, how touchingly it sways and excites me." For him, this is considered the standard of beauty because this is how his hormones work. But this is his and is not imposed on him from the outside. Therefore, there is no concept of absolute beauty in our world. We see that each era has its own standards of beauty. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Beauty January 9, 2011.